And you have been sponsored by MedVetChicago.com.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning. And this is, you know what? I get so excited sometimes but this is one of, I've been here like 22 years. This will be one of the best shows ever on WGN Radio. Not only on my show, on WGN, because we are talking kittens. And what can go wrong when you talk kittens? Everything has to be, I'm smiling just saying that. Although I do want to say this. So last week on the show, we had the person on the radio who was affected by that fire, the 30 dogs were killed. And you know what? I have no idea. Believe me, I'm hearing you. I hear what you guys say. I can't be the judge and jury about an individual. I will say this, and I've said this publicly for many, many years. There is no excuse to use harsh methods to train animals just to get the job done. That is never an excuse. Oh, maybe in 1950, but not anymore, because we know better. We know we can do things and still save those animals. But I don't know for sure one way or the other, because I hear both sides on this guy, and I've not seen him train, you know? So my job will not be to judge him per se, but we are working to make a difference. So this kind of thing doesn't happen again. And it's not only happened in Illinois, it's happened in other states too, where fires have killed animals in kennels, or sometimes horses in stables, actually, you know. So we have some ideas of some things we could write into the law so that doesn't happen again. Good morning. It is 6:37, as I promised. We are here to talk kittens. What can be more exciting than that? So in the studio, Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos of Purina, Dr. Elizabeth Collarin, feline veterinarian, who I have the honor, Dr. Collarin, you and I together have spoken all over about cat-friendly veterinary practices, and Jenny Tyner from our own Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. So I'll start with you, Jenny, the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. For those who don't know, what is it?
The Windy Kitty Cat Cafe is an adoptable, it's a lounge where you can come in and interact with adoptable cats, basically.
Yeah, and they are from?
They are from Chicago Animal Care and Control.
So here's what happened. Chicago Animal Care and Control, it is not their fault that they get too many cats.
No.
You know, people blame. That's the thing. You know, so people out there blame everybody for everything, right? It is not their fault that these cats come through the door, right? It's not that their fault that some
they
of these
no
cats are queens that are pregnant.
Right.
You know, so then they have kittens, right? So what happens to the kittens? And you said, I have an idea.
I said, I don't want there to be overcrowding. I don't want any more of them to have to be put down because of overcrowding. So I built a little kitten nursery.
And
so
then
that we could save more babies.
And then a certain person might have told Purina about all this, and Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos of Purina said, you know what, we want to help out. So here is, we're going to make this very special announcement on site today at the presentation that we're doing in Friends. There are still a few tickets left, I understand,
there
Jenny?
Are. Very few.
Yeah. So we'll tell you how to get those in a moment. But we will make an announcement right here, right now. That is the official announcement voice that we do. You guys are shocked by that, I know.
Totally shocked.
Yes. So Dr. Lobos, this is an exciting announcement. You heard that Jenny needed some help financially to get this done.
Yeah.
So you had a GoFundMe page. People were so generous. They are with kittens, of course. So thank you to all those who are so generous. But you said there's a gap that still needs to be filled in, Steve.
Yeah, and at Purina, we believe that people and pets are better together. So if we can do with what's within our means to be able to help that and strengthen that bond and that relationship and have more people to be able to experience the wonders of having a cat in their lives. We are excited to partner and proud to partner with the AAFP and be able to donate an amount to help out with the kitten nursery at the Windy Kitty City. Excuse me, it's a mouthful.
It's a tongue twister here,
especially at 6:30 in the morning. So
that's okay. Yeah. So you did, and so did the American Association of Feline Practitioners, Dr. Elizabeth Colleran, past president of the American Association of Feline Practitioners, my friend, which is the most important. And also, Purina said, you know what? You guys talk about this cat-friendly practice thing. Why don't you guys kind of do a little song and dance act for the general public? And that's what we'll be doing.
We think that health care for cats is really important for a wonderful quality of life and that the experience can be better. And if we can make it better for cats and their owners, we can give a longer life and a healthier life for everybody.
I want to talk a little about that. So cats are kind of like, historically, the second-class citizens, if you will. So it's interesting because there are actually, cats are the lassie of pets. I mean, there are more cats than dogs as pets. But yet, cats don't sometimes get the veterinary care that they should, although I say that, and as I say it, it's kind of changing.
It is changing, and the way people think about cats are changing. It is the most popular pet in North America now. There are more companion cats than dogs, and people's lives are changing. They're living in smaller spaces and in urban spaces like this, and where cats are much easier to have as companions.
Yeah, so why did you begin the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe? And tell me how many cats that you've saved along the way. You've been open just over a year.
How did I start it?
Why?
Oh, well, I don't want any animals to ever perish. So that was the first goal, to get cats adopted out. Because as they've said, stuff like animals and humans together, are just it's an amazing bond, and I wanted to help that.
And you see that bond. So let me ask you another thing here, and then I'll let you finish answering what else I asked
My
you.
My long-winded answers?
No, not at all. So I know, because we've talked about this, you knew you'd have people coming in to get their cat fix, and the reasons why you would think people come into a cat cafe. And maybe to adopt out, you hope, and you've been very successful at that. But also people have come in for reasons that you never thought about, I don't believe, before you opened.
Right. There have been people that have come up to me and said they wanted to get a membership because they came in and it was the first time in weeks that they hadn't had any anxiety. So they bought a membership because they wanted to cat therapy, I guess. Mm-hmm. The one that really surprised me, older children with elderly parents who had been put in nursing homes and had to relinquish their animals and couldn't have that bond anymore, they come in there and it'll make me cry every time. You see them light up, and sometimes the only thing they can remember is this one story over and over and over about their cat, and they just keep telling you about it, and it's wonderful to see them happy again. And then children with autism, some of them have a routine, a certain day, a certain time of week, they come in there, and this is the place where they find comfort. It's very touching.
And I don't think I wouldn't have a radio show, Dr. Lobos, if it wasn't for the human-animal bond, you wouldn't be a veterinarian.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. I suppose, I don't know if you thought about Cat Cafes offering that or providing that, but I suspect at one level it doesn't surprise you because of the human-animal bond.
Yeah, absolutely. And not everyone can own a pet and have that you know, whether it's they travel for work or their living conditions, or maybe they're renting an apartment where the landlord doesn't allow them to have pets in their lives. And so having that cat cafe is an amazing way to still be able to have the benefit of that human-animal bond and let that grow and develop within the restraints or constraints that they are facing every day in their lives. Mm-hmm.
And there's more. Exactly. So we mentioned Animal Care and Control, where you get these cats from. Open just over a year. How many cats and kittens have you adopted out?
So we've adopted out, I think as of yesterday, 106. But what I like to point out.
Yeah.
That's a good number. That's an average of one every 3 days.
That's
what
a
I
great
like
number.
To point out is you have to really think about it. You double or triple that, because that means that shelter space has been opened up for that many more animals than we've got the cats that are at the cafe. Those cats have opened up room for cats at the shelter, so that's that many more that can get saved and brought in and made mm-hmm. warm and fed, and so it's a beautiful thing.
So, and Dr. Colleran, part of what you and I are talking about this afternoon at 12:30 at the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, mm-hmm. Which again we'll talk more about. You're all invited to come. Well, maybe not all of you, because only a pawful of tickets are available, but we'd love you to come, and it helps support the nursery at the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, which we'll talk about in more depth in just a moment. So at an animal shelter, and shelters do the best they can, it's Thank not you. For cats or dogs, but especially cats, I'd argue, an ideal place to be, no matter how hard that facility tries. A cat cafe is more homey.
Well, absolutely, and we also know how stress affects disease, and so if we can keep these cats feeling comfortable and satisfied with their work, their surroundings, and they have plenty of space to move around and be the cats that they want to be, the likelihood of diseases goes way down. So everybody wins in a situation like this.
All right, we'll be back with more. Our phone number 312-981-7200. You could text. You can call us at that number as well. Pets aren't like family. They are family. And that's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when your pets need them most. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency and critical care 24/7. So now in veterinary medicine, Dr. Lobos, there are specialists who do everything from neurology, cardiology, internal medicine, dentistry, ophthalmology, right? And the list goes on and on, just like in human medicine.
Absolutely.
And pretty much every specialist is there. I mean, they check them off, the checklist of specialists, and they have them. But not only that, they have them in one building. So the thing about human medicine is that you may go to that address if, say, you need a cardiac doctor. And then maybe you need a neurologist to look at the results or something for whatever reason. And you have to go over there to that building 6 months later when you get the appointment, you know, if you're lucky. So not at MedVet Chicago. It's all in one place. You can do it all at one time. The phone number is 773-281-7110. And as I said, it's one of those emergency clinics. First in Chicago, by the way.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. One of the first in the country. That is 773-281-7110. MedVet4Pets. com. Good morning to you, Steve Dale, WGN Radio. We're also, check out my Facebook fan page. We are there doing all this live. It's a Facebook Live. I have my very adept producer doing all of that for us. In the studio, we have a very crowded studio, but a great group of people here. We have Jenny Tyner of the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe.
Hello,
she says. Give me the address, because I'm not sure I remember.
1746 West North Avenue.
So it's not far from the Blue Line.
Right.
Yep. 1746 West North Avenue. And people could still get tickets for what Dr. Colleran and I will be presenting about kittens and about cats in general, talking about veterinary visits.
And Dr. Lobos is here, too.
And Dr. Lobos is here, too. And the three of us will answer questions. Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos from Purina. Dr. Elizabeth Colleran from California. You love the Chicago weather, I'm sure.
Of course, except I haven't felt my feet in a couple days.
So you still can get tickets for this event. Jenny, how do people do that? What's the best way to do it? Maybe go to my website, and then there's a link.
There's that. There's the Instagram page, Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, and there's a link tree. Click on it. It says cat-friendly cat event. You can go to Facebook. There's links on there to Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. You can go to the website, link on there. Should be able to find it.
So we have a couple questions, some of which I want to answer. How many cats are right now up for adoption? And if I come to the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe for your event, you're not the only one having trouble.
Right?
Yeah. What did I just say? Windy Kitty Cat Cafe? So if you go to the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, mm-hmm. Can you adopt a cat or kitten potentially at the event today even?
You can fill out an application. We don't do on-the-spot adoptions because we do our due diligence.
Which is a good thing. But yes, you can choose.
There's
meet some
25 cats, I think, right now. Maybe 27. Yeah. So plenty of them to adopt. A lot of them have applications in right now. But yes, there's there's plenty that need homes, especially our Coco. Come meet Coco.
Why Coco?
Coco's been there 10 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Is Coco special needs or particularly
Coco's
quiet?
Sassy.
Oh, sassy.
Yes. And okay. So people, you know, they want the one that just wants to jump on your lap and snuggle all the time. She will. Though, it's just when no one else is around, that's when she comes
out. She's a closet snuggler.
She is. She
exactly
is.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm just like, oh, person, see through it and just adopt her.
She you might will. Be a one-person cat, you know,
yeah.
That just very special person that would be that perfect bond for
mm-hmm,
her.
Mm-hmm.
I like sassy cats.
I do, too.
Do people have misconceptions, do you think, Dr. Lobos, about cats very often?
Oh, I think there are tons of misconceptions about cats, that they're aloof and independent and they don't seek out companionship and things like that, which I know I'm you know, preaching to the choir here, that cats love interaction. And really, it is, though, as a science, and I've heard you speak on this quite often, about really trying to understand cat behavior, because they're not small dogs. And that's one of the things at Purina we totally recognize from their nutritional needs, that they are not small dogs, and have a lot of experts to develop the formulas that can enhance their unique needs. But it's the same thing as far as interpreting their behaviors and their responses, that wagging a tail in a cat does not mean the same thing as it does in the Labrador.
No, but there are signs. You know,
yes,
there are very specific things that tell you that your cat loves you. You just need to know what to look for.
Yeah, and that education piece is so very important, and having advocates like you, Steve, and Dr. Colleran and Jenny here, just to help to educate the public and the amazing things that cats can do for our lives. It's just, the list goes on and on.
And we'll be talking a lot about kittens today. As cats age, though, so we know that kittens nutritionally need and require a special diet. It turns out we can do things as they age, too.
Absolutely. And cats are, as I said earlier, have unique nutritional needs, and that does change throughout their entire lives. And key nutrients, so we're looking at the nutrients, not the necessarily each ingredient, but how those nutrients work together to be able to extend their healthy lives. So things like added protein and antioxidants and different blends of nutrients can really extend the healthy life of a cat. And we've got some really great research to show that.
Particularly some new research about senior cats, I believe.
Yes, absolutely, where that proprietary blend of antioxidants and prebiotics and a bioavailable protein can actually extend the life of a cat by about a year.
Which, yeah. So
all
imagine getting 1 year more. You know, so that's about, what, like 7 years, Dr. Colleran, for us, or 8 years or 9 years, something like that?
Yes, and it's also circumstances. I was part of the campfire and housed a whole lot of cats that had run for their lives with their owners, and we fed a diet that, for those circumstances, was very helpful in keeping the cats calm.
Explain that.
Well, it was a Purina diet that called Calm, and it has some nutrients in it that help keep the cats calmer. And so we didn't have an outbreak of respiratory illness. These cats actually all went home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an amazing part of the circumstances that these cats were in that this particular diet made a difference.
You know what? By the way, you were quite heroic with what you did. How many cats did you have in your clinic?
We had, at the outside of the fire, we had 63 evacuated cats in the hospital. They were everywhere. They were in the bathroom. They were in the offices. They were everywhere. And frankly, it was a remarkable experience that none of them got sick and they all went home.
Yeah. Well, we are just able to very barely touch the surface of what we're going to be talking about this afternoon at 12:30 at the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. A couple of tickets are still, a pawful of tickets are still available. You can check out my website, stevedale.tv, or go to your Instagram page.
Instagram or Facebook, Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, and there's links to the event.
Yeah, it's $10 helping, that's it, helping to support, and you get swag bags.
I know, I love being able to say that you get swag bags.
Ooh, with all kinds of good stuff in it. And also, Hello Kitty!
Yeah.
So I was on this air flight that was a Hello Kitty flight, and I've got two bags that I'm going to figure out a way to give away of Hello Kitty stuff. But most importantly, it's an opportunity. You guys hear me talk all the time. But it's an opportunity to hear Dr. Colloran speak and ask questions. And some have sent in questions in advance. We have those. And also, you can ask questions there about your own cats. Again, the address is?
1746 West North Avenue.
All right. And you can check. If you can't attend, that's okay, because you could attend during the week or next week or some other time at the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. Dr. Colloran, all the way from Chico, California, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to be here, cold as I am.
Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos, thank you.
Thank you.
For all you guys do at Purina. And Jenny, 106 cats and kittens. Pretty incredible. Good for you. A round of applause
Lisa.
And Lisa back in the corner. Thank you, guys.